143 St. John Avenue, the Alva Clayton House. Alva Clayton grew up in Ohio and Illinois. While living in Jacksonville, Illinois, Clayton heard Abraham Lincoln speak and became an ardent supporter of the future president. Clayton moved to St. Louis and worked for the Missouri Democrat, the R.P. Studley Printing Company, and after the Civil War, his own printing company with his partner, Charles Babington. In 1876, Clayton and his wife, Frances, built this house with a long driveway leading to Rock Hill Road. In 1875, Clayton became the first principal of Sumner High School, the first public high school for blacks west of the Mississippi. In 1879, when the St. Louis School Board found a black principal to replace him, Clayton and his family moved to Jefferson City, where he served for a year as the principal of Lincoln Institute, the secondary boarding school and college for blacks run by the state of Missouri. Clayton returned to the printing business and his family moved back to Webster Groves. In 1901, Marion Parker bought the house. Parker was a sports writer for the St. Louis Globe-Democrat. At North Gore Avenue, turn right and return to Old Webster to conclude your walk.